Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional podcast number 743. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this podcast is to encourage you, exhort you, challenge you, and yes, if you will, motivate you to simply just pray to God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in faith believing in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray, or for the young in the faith who are struggling to pray. For I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They need to simply just pray. If I can get you to simply just pray to God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in faith believing, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts found in the Word of God by faith. Ladies and gentlemen, our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 16, which reads, "Therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear thee." Allow me to share with you some important points regarding this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. Matthew Henry goes on to say, God had shown them in the foregoing verses that the temple and the service of it, of which they boasted and in which they trusted, should not avail to prevent the judgment threatened. But there was another thing which might stand them in some stead, and which yet they had no value for, and that was the prophet's intercession for them. His prayers would do them more good than their own pleas. now here that support is taken from them, and their case is said indeed, who have lost their interest in the prayers of God's ministers and people. God here forbids the prophet to pray for them. The decree has gone forth. Their ruin is resolved on. Therefore, pray not thou for this people. That is, pray not for the preventing of this judgment threatened. They have sinned unto death. And therefore, pray not for their life, but for the life of their souls. See here, number one, that God's prophets are praying men. Jeremiah foretold the destruction of Judah and Jerusalem, and yet prayed for their preservation, not knowing that the decree was absolute. And it is the will of God that we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Even when we threaten sinners with damnation, we must pray for their salvation, that they may turn and live. Jeremiah was hated and persecuted and reproached by the children of his people, and yet he prayed for them, for it becomes us to render good for evil. Number two, that God's praying prophets have a great interest in heaven, how little soever they have on earth. When God has determined to destroy this people, he bespeaks the prophet not to pray for them, because he would not have his prayers to lie, as prophets' prayers seldom did, unanswered. God said to Moses, "Let me alone." In Exodus 22:10, it is an ill omen to a people when God restrains the spirits of his ministers and people from praying for them, and gives them to see their case so desperate that they have no heart to speak a good word for them. Number three, those that will not regard good ministers preaching cannot expect any benefit by their praying. If you will not hear us when we speak from God to you, God will not hear us when we speak to him for you. He gives him a reason for this prohibition. Praying breath is too precious a thing to be lost and thrown away upon a people hardened in sin and rebellion, mocked for ruin. They are resolved to persist in their rebellion against God and will not be turned back by the prophet's preaching, and sadly, of his praying. Beloved, our featured prayer motivator quote is from Joyce Meyer. She said, "Prayer doesn't just change things, it changes us. If we are diligent in seeking God, slowly and surely, we become better people." Dear friends, my personal encouragement for you today is this: nothing will make the devil pay attention to you more than prayer. Allow me to repeat that. Nothing will make the devil pay attention to you more than prayer. He will fight you tooth and nail to keep you from your prayer time with God. Please understand that prayer is warfare. Contrary to what people will try to tell you, prayer is never easy, but it is tremendously helpful and rewarding. Beloved, our prayer motivator devotional today is titled, "Prayer is Putting God to Work," part 8 from the book The Weapon of Prayer by E.M. Bounds. Dr. E.M. Bounds goes on to say, "The passage in Isaiah 45 is too lengthy to be quoted in its entirety, but it is well worth reading. It closes with such strong words as these words about prayer, which are the climax of all which God has been saying concerning his purposes in connection with Cyrus. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. In the conclusion of the history of Job, we see how God intervenes in behalf of Job and calls upon his friends to present themselves before Job, that he may pray for them. My wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends, is God's statement, with the further words added, my servant Job shall pray for you, for him will I accept. A striking illustration of God intervening to deliver Job's friends in answer to Job's prayer. We have heretofore spoken of prayer affecting God, angels, and men. Christ wrote nothing while living, memoranda notes, sermon writing, sermon making were alien to him. Autobiography was not to his taste. The revelation of John was his last utterance. In that book we have pictured the great importance, the priceless value, and the high position which prayer obtains in the movement's history and unfolding progress of God's church in this world. We have this picture in Revelation 8:3, disclosing the interest the angels in heaven have in the prayers of the saints and in accomplishing the answers to those prayers. The Bible reads, and another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. Translated into the prose of everyday life, these words show how the capital stock by which heaven carries on the business of salvation under Christ is made up of the prayers of God's saints on earth, and discloses how these prayers in flaming power come back to earth and produce its mighty commotions, influences, and revolutions. Glory be to God. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to practice what we preach. It is time for us to pray. Please remember the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request at the end of this podcast. Please join me in prayer right now, right where you are. We do have a prayer list. If you don't have one, you can use ours. If you do have one, pray over it now. Holy Father God, we thank you for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt already today, in reminding us about the power of prayer. And Lord, with that teaching and understanding, grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to pray right now and to pray without ceasing. And Lord, we praise you and we thank you for your mercy, your love, and your grace, your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, your holy word and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon our lives. And Holy Father God, we individually confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you as Christians. And for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. And Lord, we pray that you will fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we pray now together for over 3 million people to come to know your Savior. We pray for the revival of your church. We pray for the healing of Christian families. We pray for the salvation of families that don't know you as Savior. We pray for Christian families to get into the wide harvest field to reach those families that don't know you as Savior. We pray for the healing of this nation and other nations around the world. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for your blessings and guidance for all pastors and evangelists and teachers and deacons and missionaries around the world. We pray for the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all governmental officials who run this country and all other countries around the world. Now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests. We pray, Lord, for Dasha. Please heal her of all pain in her body, especially problems in her abdominal organs. We pray, Lord, for Isaac. Please comfort him after the death of his mother. Provide him with money to pay for his hospital bills. We pray for Brenda. Please heal her completely in every area of her life. Bless her with a permanent place to stay, a steady income to take care of medical issues. Bring her the right person to love her and bless her with a family of her own. Help her to find her wallet and sell all of her furniture. Now, Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have trusted you, Lord Jesus, as their Savior, and received you into their hearts. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm these in the faith and have them grow in the faith to become the Holy Spirit-filled Christians and strong Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Anjanyulu, Jasmine, and Motaz. And now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you through the preaching of your holy gospel. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Kazia, Brooke, and Rita, and all of the other folks who've gotten saved and who have rededicated their life to you as well. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.